Station 1. Construction Incorporated recycled and recyclable products such as steel, concrete, and copper. Steel is a unique material because it always contains recycled steel. Each year, millions of tons of pre- and post-consumer steel products, including used steel cans, appliances, automobiles, and construction materials, are recycled by steel mills into every ton of new steel produced. In fact, with the exception of the early steelmaking methods, recycling has always been an integral part of the steelmaking process. Copper and copper alloys have been recycled for hundreds of years. Early on, man learned that if newly mined copper ore was not available, copper objects could be melted and cast into new objects. During wartime, weapons were made from recycled decorative and household goods, even bells. After the war, they were turned back into non-war-related products. It has been estimated that throughout history, about 700 billion pounds of copper have been mined thus far, with the majority of it still in use today. The copper and copper alloy industries rely on the fact that scrap copper is easily and economically used and reused. Concrete contains fly ash, a byproduct of coal-burning smokestacks, which is reused rather than landfill, improving the quality of the concrete. Because of mandates on pollution control equipment, electric power generation facilities in recent years have been required to capture fly ash. This is the ash that quote-unquote flies out of the stack versus the ash that collects at the bottom of the furnace. All fly ash contains substantial amounts of silica and lime and is used to supplement Portland cement in the production of concrete. By replacing up to 30% by mass of Portland cement with fly ash, the concrete's final strength can be increased along with its chemical resistance and durability. During construction, waste debris was sorted into dumpsters for recycling. Construction waste recycling is the separation and recycling of recoverable waste materials generated during construction and remodeling. Packaging, new material scraps, and old materials and debris all constitute potential recoverable materials. Recycling of these waste materials diverts it from landfills, allowing the reduction of the size of the landfill and reuse of the materials in the future. The library is built on a brownfield site. As defined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, a brownfield site is a property in which the expansion, redevelopment, or reuse may be complicated by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance. This library was built on a site with measurable amounts of hazardous hydrocarbons remaining in the soil. To prevent transfer of these chemicals into the building, the entire floor slab is protected underneath by a cold spray applied membrane. Below that is a system of perforated PVC pipe which gathers to one collection point within the building and then vents through the roof. As gases build up under the membrane, the vent system provides a natural path of relief. Photovoltaic cells on the upper roof capture solar energy. Photovoltaic, or PV, enables the direct conversion of sunlight into electricity. Ours is a building integrated PV, also referred to as BIPV, because it will be integrated into our roofing. There is an educational panel at the south entrance that shows energy converted. The first practical use of PV was to power orbiting satellites and other spacecraft, as well as pocket calculators back here on Earth. But today, the majority of photovoltaic modules are used for grid-connected power generation. Solar power is pollution-free during use. It can operate with little cost and maintenance once set up, and it can be created and used locally. Proceed to Station 2, located at the Atlas table.